Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life. Basically, to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. If there's one thing I know after having lived all these years now, it is this. Our God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows. He does not waste our wounds. And great news, y'all. He does not even waste our failures. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan. And today's podcast is the story behind my song, I Long for the Day, from the live recording, I Belong to Jesus, Volume 2. This particular song was born on August 31st, way back in 1992. 1 Corinthians 13, 12 in the New American Standard Bible says this, "For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I will know fully just as I also have been fully known." This song was inspired by Jack Taylor, and it's dedicated to Joy and Teresa Burgess, and it's in the memory of my grandmother Jernigan. When I was a little boy, my grandmother Jernigan often told me of spiritual things. She spoke of the Holy Spirit as a person and told me things that the Lord had told her. Being raised in a church where I wasn't used to hearing God spoken of in this manner, this way of referring to the Holy Spirit stuck with me. On one occasion, she told me that the Lord had told her she would know my grandpa Jernigan when she got to heaven, since they would not be married there and he'd have a new glorified body and that she wouldn't recognize him. She told me God had spoken my grandfather's new name to her to help her recognize him when she got there. All she had to do was call out his name. She told me that after she worshiped Jesus, that's the next thing she was going to do. I've always had an eternal perspective since that time. In 1988, the eternality of life and of God's deep concern for me was revealed through one of my grandmother's former prayer partners. This is a cool part of the story. It's all cool, but you see, in 1973, my grandmother died. I was only 14. But when I was 29 years old, after the Lord had set me free and I was leading worship publicly, I took my whole worship team back to my hometown of Boynton, Oklahoma, to lead in a community worship service. After that service, my grandmother's prayer partner came to me and said, "Isn't it wonderful how your grandmother's prayers have been answered?" Now, amid feelings of shock and tears of joy, I asked, "What prayers?" And she answered, "Didn't you know? Your grandmother used to tell me how she would stand behind you as you practiced the piano at her house each day and would ask God to use you mightily in his kingdom in the area of music and worship. And he answered her prayers." My grandmother was used mightily of the Lord in my life, not only through prayer, but by her example. Her intimate relationship with the Lord made me long for that same hearing ability. This song is for my grandmother and was inspired by one of my spiritual fathers, Jack Taylor. Jack shared with our body, Western Hills Church, in August of 1992, his heart concerning the true Word of God. "We do not have a relationship with a book, but with the living Word of God, Jesus Christ." Jack has such a longing for heaven and a clear perspective of eternity that this song came quite easily after listening to his heart. "When I die, this is one of the songs that I hope will be sung at my service to minister to my family. This is my life and my song. Jesus is my life and Jesus is my song. The only thing that can sustain me is hearing and knowing his voice, his word. Yet I long for the day when I can embrace him as he has embraced me. All I can say in this moment is I love you, Lord, and thank you for being with me in this life."
Let's express to the Father our hearts and how we long for him. Let's sing.
I long for the day to take me away, whether by death, or if you come for me on a horse of white, and any way you come will be alright with me. I long to just hear you say, now is the time, child, won't you come away, then I'll take your hand, surrendering completely to you. That day contain the joy that day will bring when I get to see you face to face, when I can finally put sight to the voice I've embraced. It will be worth all the waiting for that one moment of celebrating you when I get to feel your hand in mine, when I can finally be free from this prison called time, when you say, child, I've been waiting for this one moment of celebrating too. For this one moment of celebrating you. Oh Lord, while I wait, I will cling to each word that you say. So speak to my heart. Your voice is alive to me, be it night or day. And anything you say will be alright with me. You see my heart's greatest need, you and me, walking intimately. To your side eternally, when I get to see you face to face, when I can finally put sight to the voice I've embraced, it will be worth all the waiting for that one moment of celebrating you, when I get to feel your hand in mine, when I can
prison called time, when you
say, child, I've been waiting for this one moment of celebrating you.
I really do believe the Lord says this over us tonight. I really do. Let's bless Him. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord. We give thanks to you. We glorify the name of Jesus. We bless the name of Jesus. All blessing and honor and glory and power be unto the King of all kings, the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, how we long to see Him face to face. Oh, how we long to know Your sweet embrace. Oh, how we need You, Lord.
Father, we do need You. We desperately need You. We cry out to You, Father. Meet us in this life. Walk with us through this life. We want to know You so well in this life that there's no big change when we do step across death's door into eternity. Eternity has already begun. It is in the here and now. We look forward to seeing You face to face, Father. But thank You for going through this life with us. In Jesus' name, amen. Philippians 1:21 in the New American Standard Bible says this, "For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain." It doesn't get more simple than that, y'all. We will all face death, but we have a choice as to how we will view it. I choose to see it as a stepping stone into the next phase of my journey with God through eternity. Since my dad passed away a couple of years ago, this song has become even more special and more meaningful to me. And in light of my current health issues, it's taken on a whole new depth of joy for me as well. Death may not come for me for many, many more years. At least that's my plan. But I'm ready should it come in the next few moments. My relationship with God is in the here and now, and death will not change that. Death just means I'll get to see my Redeemer face to face. That's all it means. Well, today's episode of the Dennis Jernigan Podcast is brought to you, as usual, by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you'll find beautifully crafted, one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artist and my beautiful wife, Melinda, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. I'm so proud of the work she does. She's a true artisan, y'all. Take advantage of that. In case you haven't heard, there is a way you can support the work of ministry God has called me to. To continue doing what God has called me to, and what is that? Setting the captive free, binding up broken hearts, reminding people who they are in Christ. I'd like to ask you to consider coming alongside me via a brand new service. This new service is called Patreon, and you can become a member or a patron of my team at www.patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. If you don't mind, check it out and consider becoming a patron. Just go to www.patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan to find out more. There's also one more way you can give toward the work of ministry God has called me to. Just go to allinallchurch.com and click the Donate Online button. It's simple, it's easy, and you might just be encouraged by one of the teaching blogs I've posted there. So check it out. That's allinallchurch.com. And to help you in the renewal of your own mind and to help you take your own thoughts captive on a daily basis, don't forget to pick up a copy of my brand new book called Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers, Volume 2. Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers, Volume 2 is available at the following online vendors: Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, Kobo, and basically anywhere else you buy books online. Or you can just click the handy-dandy link provided in the podcast notes and order your own copy today. Thank you so much for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you'd like more information on me or my story or my music, you can go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you would like an MP3 of the song, I Long for the Day, from the live recording I Belong to Jesus, Volume 2, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com. And remember this, if you remember nothing else today, remember this, God loves you, and so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are.